come on in.
And now, back to the Bill Frank Radio Show.
The kids love him.
And your host,
welcome to paradise,
Bill Frank. Welcome back. I'm your host, Bill Frank. We spend an average of 2.5 hours per day on smartphones and tablets. Apps, not the phone calls, are the primary reason for the high usage. The app economy is booming. $25 billion will be spent on apps in 2013, up from $12 billion in 2012. That's a 108% increase. Porteo Research estimates that figure will jump to $63.5 billion by 2017. The app economy is one of the trendiest professions today. Between 466,000 and 800,000 new jobs were created from within the app economy from 2007 to 2012. How can you join this fast-growing and lucrative business? Joining me to discuss this is Coach Ron Tunick, owner of FirstAppTree.com, an app development business. Hey, Coach, welcome to the show.
Billy, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. You know that. I love being on your show.
Well, thank you for coming in and being a subject matter expert. I want to start at 20,000 feet, if we can, please, and then work our way down into some of the specifics about the app industry. And looking at it from an owner's point of view, if you're a business owner today, it's all about discoverability. How are new customers going to discover who and what you are? You know, how are existing customers going to discover more about your business? One of the ways you can do that is with apps, so that people can understand more about your new products and business. So tell us about apps, how they're becoming an indispensable part of today's business landscape.
To me, let me start with something so basic, and that is if a business owner does not have a database, doesn't know who his customer is, it certainly makes his business not as worthwhile as it could be. But more importantly, how do you market? How do you create the brand? How do you communicate if you don't know who your customer is? So the mobile app today, to me, Billy, is the most advanced technological tool that we have in the marketplace. And until we get our personal robots, I think the mobile app today, it entertains, it informs, it educates, it inspires. You can use this tool to communicate with your customer like no other tool we've ever had. If you have a website, most businesses have a website, correct? You have to drive people to the website. When you have a mobile app, just the reverse. You can communicate directly with your customer by sending them what's called a push notification, or in layman language, a text.
All right. Now, there's a lot in that answer that you just gave me, Coach. So let's step it back for just a moment and differentiate between a couple of things. And let's compare today with, say, the past. Let's say in the past I was an owner of business and I had my mailing list. And I would send out flyers, coupons to my mailing list. And a certain number of people would respond to that. How does an app improve upon that old world scenario?
A mobile app today can do almost everything that you can do that you have in your office. So you want to create coupons? We can create a coupon program on your mobile app. You want to create video programs? You want to create a ongoing dialogue? Now, obviously, we can't do direct mail. You're not going to get something, well, not yet. You're not going to get something through an app that looks like a direct mail piece. But if the customer is willing to have you communicate with them every day, like I have an app called Coach Tunick. But there's other educators out there that have apps that communicate with you every day. So every day you would get a text from that particular person. So like direct mail, where it's hitting your home or you're hitting your office and you're looking at it, the same environment can be created in an app.
So talk to me then the difference between a text message and an email, because I could send emails out to my customers every single day too. What makes a text message so different from an email?
Well, a text message, first of all, 99% of all of us look at a text message. That's more important than anything else. We don't sit in front of our computers anymore. We're a mobile society. Years ago, every one of us would sit in front of our computers hoping we would get an email, hoping somebody would recognize us. That doesn't happen today. Most of us don't even look at any email from a stranger that we don't know. So we're not opening emails like we used to, but we look at 99% of our texts. So the question becomes, how can you use the text to inspire, to motivate, to create an action plan? Look, we all like a message that endears that message to whatever we're thinking about. So if you're a merchant and you can create a message that incentivizes, that rewards, that creates a thank you or a loyalty program, like I said, anything that you can do in your office to be creative, you can do in a text.
All right. To what factors do you attribute the surge in app development and app usage?
You're more of a technocrat than I am. The apps, we've been playing games on apps for the last few years. My kids, they all have game apps. So it's been evolving. The app business has been evolving. So the mobile app world is exactly where 1997 was. Most people did not have a website in 1997. 5 years later, 14 million businesses had websites. So it's the same thing today. I would say 96, 97% of most merchants do not have a mobile app. They just are getting to a point where they realize that this mobile app does the things that a website can't do. It can communicate directly to your client. It can inspire through video, through audio. There's all kinds of things a mobile app can do to stay in touch with your customer that a website cannot do. So I think technology-wise, we're moving towards a more personal, we carry your business, we carry your real estate with us. There are more now smartphones than there are people. So if you can get on somebody's smartphone, Billy, if you can get your piece of real estate in their home, in their office, in their car, you've done a good job.
All right. Coach, apps are software, and let's face it, software is hard for people to get their hands around, or their arms around that, their heads around that. So give us some compelling reasons why a merchant ought to consider having an app for his or her business.
Well, I think the number one reason why a merchant would have a mobile app for their business is that we are carrying our smart... I have two smartphones. I have a Droid and I have an iPhone. And we are carrying with us everything. I mean, in these smartphones are entertainment apps, educational apps, learning apps. We get our news now. I mean, talk to any kid from 14 to 30. Everything is being done on the smartphone. They get entertained. They get educated. So if you're a smart merchant, you want to be able to communicate directly with your customer with a mobile app. Building that mobile app and making it work and making it something that is interesting enough for the consumer to say, I want to go back and back and back again, that's the art and science of the deal.
All right. I mean, that's very compelling. But what are some of the most common reasons that you hear from merchants for not creating and implementing an app of their own?
Well, are there any merchants that would not qualify to have a mobile app? Not very many, because as I said in my opening comment on your show, that is, well, let me say it differently. The mobile app for most businesses can build a database. So if you're a car dealer and people walk onto a lot and they don't buy a car, what do? They get in their car and they drive away. They either go to another car dealership, go to lunch, or they go home. Most car dealers do not capture their own customer. So now with a mobile app, you walk on the lot. The first thing the salesman says is, hey, we have a wonderful mobile app, Mr. Tunick. Do you mind, before we start our visit and looking at cars today, do you mind downloading our app? And if you do, I might have a gift for you. So getting that mobile app, getting your property, getting your piece of Americana into their smartphone is really the goal, should be the goal of every merchant. So now let's go back to the car dealer example. Let's say you have 400 people a month that'll download your app. At the end of the year, you've got close to 5,000 people in your database, people that have been on your property, people that came on your car dealership for a particular reason. Now you can communicate with them. Now car dealers have all kinds of promotions, you know, hot dogs on Saturday, country singers on Sunday. Here's an opportunity to communicate directly with your customer through your mobile app.
How is that different, though, Coach? When I walk on a lot today, the salesperson hands me a clipboard and asks me to fill out my name and some pertinent information so that they can have me in their records.
But do they, Billy? Honestly, I've been on many, many car dealers. I rarely see that. Once in a while, salesmen say, you know, do you have a business card? Can I get your cell phone number? The mobile app is now becoming an accepted part of our Americana culture. People know that maybe something in the app, look, you can create contests in the app, you can create interesting videos in the app. There's all kinds of things that you can do in the app so that the customer feels comfortable with your business. They may not buy the car the first time around, but maybe they're interested in a particular model you don't have or a color you don't have. Now you can say, hey, this car, this model just came in.
All right. Well, back to the original question. What are some of the reasons that business owners aren't migrating to apps right now? What do you hear from them?
Well, I had a rep the other day. My rep in Reno called and said he had a mortuary that was interested in an app. And I said, you know, Seth, I said, I don't know if I would ever, ever download a mortuary app. So there's some industries that probably we as consumers aren't ever going to want to have that app on our smartphone. And he said to me, well, you know, they want an app because, you know, people want to prepare this, that, and the other. And I said, well, you know, that's not for me. But, you know, there are probably a few industries where a mobile app maybe is not that interesting, is my guess. And I would think the mortuary industry might be one of them.
All right. Well, mobile apps are DOA in the mortuary industry. I'll give you that. But let's take something that is a little bit more common. Let's look at an attorney, a single guy or woman practicing law on his or
that's,
her own.
Okay, apps for attorneys are a great thing. So here's another example. How does an attorney who's busy all day long stay in communication with his potential client? Law offices get calls all day long. They get inquiries. People call up asking about rates, asking about do you do this type of law. And how do you capture who that person is? Well, we would come in, First AppTree would come in and train their staff to be able to ask the question, do you mind downloading our mobile app while we have a conversation about this? If you download a mobile app, we'll take 25% off your next visit. So there's different ways to incentivize the public to download your app. So lawyers are always in the market for new customers. A mobile app is a great way to meet people, especially over the phone you never met, then send them a text or a push notification informing them that maybe they didn't have a full discussion about the fact that they do wills or estate planning or they have an expertise in this type of law. So the mobile app allows the attorney to have, like my app, if you go to Coach Tunick, you'll see I have videos, I have audios, I have the written word. My app would be a darn good example of what an attorney can do to stay in touch with his customer.
All right, Coach. Give us some of the more common misunderstandings that merchants have about apps. What just don't they get that if you could teach them one thing, that they would be over the edge and joining the app revolution?
I think they don't understand how a mobile app would help grow their business. At First AppTree, the reason we have a tree in our logo is because we have other products. We do social media. Social media is a huge component. So whether we like social media or not, it's part of the fabric of this country. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. All of these sites do various things. Well, as part of a growing economy and a business that if a business wants to market today, it better be in the social media world. So a mobile app can do that.
Okay, Coach, most small businesses today, they have some sort of social media that they're doing themselves. Maybe they have a Facebook page that they're intermittently updating. Maybe they have a Twitter account, might have a Pinterest page, whatever it is. Businesses are already doing social media. So if you walk in, I'm sure one of the objections that you get from business people all the time is, I'm already doing social media. Why do I need a mobile app? Because I've already got my social media working.
Social media is now carried on every smartphone. So now with the added mobile app that you can have video, you can have the written word, you can have audio, it's just part of the whole branding. It's the whole part of communicating who you are to your customer. Social media is just a part of it. Your customer will feel more comfortable, especially if you're a contractor. If you're a contractor and they can see your work, hear your testimonials, it makes a big difference. If you're a car dealer, they want to look at what the new car looks like. It doesn't make any difference what business you have. communicating today through video. Look, YouTube, as you know, Bill, is now the number one search engine. So obviously people would rather view something in 30 seconds than take the time to read it. So why the mobile app? Because it's a partner with social media.
Well, let me take that one step farther if I can, Coach, because you can view a video on Facebook. You can view a video on Twitter. The only place you can't view a video is on Pinterest. So if I'm already doing that, and if I have the video content, the audio content, why would I need a mobile app?
Well, the one thing that a mobile app does that everything else doesn't do, and that is it builds a database. It is a vehicle. It's a business tool, if you will, that builds a database better than any other vehicle, because if somebody downloads your mobile app, they're now on your real estate, and you can now communicate. It's a two-way street. They have your mobile app. They can hear you, feel you, see you. They can read about you. But more importantly, you can communicate with them. You can inspire them to create action, to do something. So we help you communicate. We'll teach you the art and the science of communicating on a mobile app. But what does a mobile app do than everything else differently? It builds a database. And if you own a database in your business will be more valuable. You know what a QR code reader is?
Yes.
So we put QR code readers. This little, how do you describe a QR code? This little squiggly.
It's a rectangle, or it's actually a square that has code embedded in it. And the code to the naked eye, to the human eye, looks like squiggles and circles. But it's machine readable, so the machine understands exactly what it is and is able to translate that into a website, into a photo, perhaps even into a video, depending on what you put behind the QR code.
So you put that QR code on everything, your business card, on your menus, on if you have a flyer, on your brochures. And this is a quick way for people to find out who you are. A lot of people are shy. They're not going to ask the questions, or they're not comfortable right now. They put the QR code reader over your QR code. And then when they get home, if your mobile app is well-built, well-structured, has the architect that designed it in such a way that it captures people's imagination, it is going to drive people back into your business. But to answer your question, I think most business owners today just don't know enough about mobile apps, that mobile apps are here to stay. It's the next technology revolution. To me, it's the best business tool, Billy, and really one of the best inventions that I've seen in the last 25 or 30 years.
My guest is Coach Ron Tunick. He's the CEO of FirstAppTree.com. So, Coach, what's the greatest untapped market for apps today, in your opinion?
Well, at First AppTree, we like the automotive industry. We like nonprofits. We're one of the bigger app developers for churches and associations in the country. And I think anybody that has an audience, Billy, anybody that has an audience, it's a great way to communicate with your audience. It's a great way to keep in touch with your audience. You know, it's expensive today to put a stamp on an envelope. When you and I were coming up, direct mail was a big part of communicating. Today, it's very expensive. Once the mobile app is built, there's virtually no other cost. There's a monthly maintenance and service and hosting cost, but that's it. Once you build your database, you can communicate with that database in so many different ways.
All right, Coach, I want to come back to something you mentioned earlier, and that is social media, because there's an awful lot of buzz around social media. So how does social media play into a successful launch of an app for a merchant?
Well, social media at First AppTree is a big part of what we do. Dave Westfall, my partner, based in Denver, and you and I know Dave. He knows more about the internet. He knows more about social media. He knows more about how to get people to come to your website. And now he knows how to drive people to your mobile app. Think about this. You have a show called Bill Frank Radio Show. If you had a mobile app, nobody ever could have your name. So having your own piece of property on the Apple or Google App Store is a big part of protecting your name. It's a big part of building your brand. And social media, all what Dave does is it enhances everything that we're doing today. Can I figure it out? No, but I know that I get calls from my Facebook and I get calls from my LinkedIn. It enhances the brand. Let me say that.
One of the things that's emerging as a new term that people are starting to see, particularly merchants, is this term mobile website. So, first of all, what is a mobile website, and how does it differ from a traditional website?
Well, at First Aptree, let me say this. We also build mobile websites, or mobilizing a website does nothing more than make the website easier to maneuver on your smartphone. That's all it does.
So it's no different than a traditional website. It's just easier to navigate.
That's it. That's all it does. It is not a mobile app. And it's important for me to say this because what a mobile app does is it communicates through a push notification. What a mobile app does is it sends this text to you in a way that a mobilized website can't do that. You have to go to a website. If you have a website, and I know you do, what's the name of your website?
BrainstormingOnline.com.
Okay, BrainstormingOnline.com. Well, somebody has to find you. Somebody has to listen to the Bill Frank Show like I do every day. I love your show, and I'm honored to be on it. But somebody has to go and do the work. They have to go and sit in front of their computer. If your website is not mobilized and they try to download it on their app, it may come up, but it's going to be a little harder to maneuver. But a mobile website is not a mobile app. A mobile app does just the opposite. It finds you. Once you download a merchant's app, the merchant now is able to communicate directly with you. You've given that merchant permission to communicate with you. And, you know, if you have the type of business where, especially a car dealer or an association, what if you own an association and you have a difficult time? Let's say you have thousands of members. How do you communicate with them, Billy? You send them an email? Well, you know what? We don't sit in front of our computers anymore. A lot of people say, well, I didn't get your email. Everybody gets a text.
All right. Well, help differentiate then something for me, if you will, please. Mobile apps are not the same as mobile websites. I've got that. But do you need to have a mobile website to have an app, or conversely, do you need to have an app to have a mobile website?
The answer is yes. Apple and Android are very protective of their customers. They don't want some phony baloney make-believe business having an app that, I don't know. But you have to. The answer is you have to have a website.
All right, Coach, is there anything that you want to talk to a merchant about that we haven't already discussed?
Yes. I think what separates First Aptree from everybody else is we have additional products. Our number one product, besides building the mobile app, is we'll show you how to attract customers. That Dave Westfall, my business partner, is one of the true SEO experts in the country. So driving people to even view your mobile app is going to be a big part of the puzzle going forward. He knows how to do that. Secondly, we have other products. We have merchant accounts. The smartphone is going to be your own cash register. You're not going to be handing your credit card over to a stranger anymore. You're going to be using your smartphone to pay for everything, and we have that technology right today. Also, social media. Social media is going to be a very big component, a very important part of why a mobile app will work. Keep your brand out there in the public. That's our expertise. Another part is that we are on top of technology. We'll be adding other apps to your mobile app. So a customer will have the state of the art. You know, we just built an app for an automotive client, and we had in there something called Find Me. So if you lose your car, you go to Find Me, and it tells you exactly where you are. So there's so many new things occurring every day in the technology world to improve the apps, to make the apps more interesting, and to get people to use mobile apps every day. That'll be our strength.
Now, Coach, you've probably piqued the interest of some of the listeners who say, hey, this is an exciting industry. It certainly shows some growth potential. I want to get involved in that. What factors would draw somebody to enter the app development marketplace?
Oh, boy. That First Aptree, we are looking for marketing reps all over the country. It is a brand new industry. And who am I looking for? I'm looking for somebody who's experienced in sales. I'm looking for somebody who is creative, and honestly, I'm looking for somebody who's highly motivated to make money. 97% of the business market does not have a mobile app. So we need to go out and introduce First AppTree to the business community. And I would love to have people contact me at 805 area code. Can I give out a free phone number here?
Just this once.
805 area code 358-6090. You can call the coach at 805-358-6090. And check out my app in the App Store, Coach Tunick, T-U-N-I-C-K.
All right, Coach, so people know how to contact you now, but paint a picture for us of the typical lifestyle of somebody who's selling apps for firstapptree.com.
Well, you have to be an experienced salesman. So I would say prospecting is number one. You have to be a good prospector, and you're out either all day long or you're on the phone introducing First AppTree to the merchant community. And it's real simple. We train, first of all, our website, firstapptree.com, has a great part for our training site. We put a lot of money, we invest a lot in our training site. So our reps are well trained. And as you well know, Dave Westfall, he's brilliant when it comes to internet marketing. He's one of the top SEO, search engine optimization guys in the country. So you can either market in person or you can market over the telephone. And it's a simple question. Any chance I can talk to you about a mobile app for your business? That's how we start the conversation. Any chance we can talk to you about a mobile app for your business?
All right, but again, paint the picture in a little bit more fuller terms. You know, how much free time does a sales rep have with you? How much money could they possibly make? What's the sort of lifestyle? Are they going to be driving a Hyundai, or are they going to be driving a Jaguar?
Well, I'm hoping that he's driving a luxury car and living in one of the best neighborhoods. But, you know, we're a brand-new industry, so we don't have enough statistics on anything to report anything. We have been at this for about a year plus. We know that it's like 1997, Billy. Nobody had a website in 1997. 5 years later, 14 million businesses had a website. So I see the mobile app world growing day by day. Our reps are doing well. And, you know, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. We screen the heck out of our reps. We do a lot of interviews. We put a lot of effort into our training site. Our reps are well trained, and I know the ones that stay with us are going to do very, very well.
All right, so your reps are out there talking to merchants on a daily basis, and one of the things that they're talking to merchants about is the customer relation management solution that you all bring. So tell us about the CRM component, how it works, and why that is so important to the merchant.
Well, managing your business and knowing and building a database, look, talk to any business broker. If you have a database, your business will be more valuable. It's that simple, Billy. So the mobile app can help you build a database first, because if you're a car dealer, if you're a restaurant, you're a hotel, you're a church, you're a nonprofit, pick any industry. The first thing you want to do is introduce your mobile app to your customer. Have them download your mobile app. Now you know who your customer is. You now can communicate with them with your mobile app. I think it's the best business tool. I think it's the best creative tool. I think it's the best entertainment tool. You can use YouTube, which is free television, and download those free television shows on your mobile app. And maybe you can create an interest in your business that's never been there before, because people can meet you in their own living room, in their own time, and getting to know you through your mobile app.
All right, Coach, you're knee-deep in the app industry on a day-to-day basis, so I'm going to ask you to gaze into your crystal ball for us and take a look out into the future. What do you see happening 2-3 years down the road in the app industry?
Where do we see the mobile app business going? Well, and I tease my reps all the time, probably we're going to be adding personal robots 7 or 8 years down the road. But in the foreseeable future, there's so many things that the apps do today. There's so many interesting apps in the marketplace. There are thousands of interesting things that we can add to a mobile app. Obviously, we talked about the QR code reader a few minutes ago. There's all kinds of new things. Every day, there's new technology coming out that we can add to apps. It is the most interesting technology tool, these mobile apps, that I have ever seen.
Coach, you've probably piqued the interest of some of my listeners out there. Tell my listeners how they can discover more about you and firstapptree.com.
Real simple. Go to firstapptree.com. If you want to find the coach, I'm happy to talk to you about either a mobile app for your business, or would love to have you represent us. My personal phone number is area code 805-358-6090.
That is great. Coach, it has been a delight having you on the show. Thanks for being our special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, it's always an honor to be on the Bill Frank. I listen to your show every day. It's one of the best shows in America. I learn so much on your show, and it's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me.